Diane listening in Phoenix. Thank you for your patience and welcome.
Hi, I was wondering about the consecration of Russia to Mary's Immaculate Heart that Our Lady of Fatima suggested or wanted the Pope to do, or else the errors of Russia communism would spread throughout the globe. I was trying to figure out how that happened yet, and it looks like it hasn't.
Okay, I'll tell you what I know. First of all, in 1917, when Our Lady appeared, she did give the children this request that the Holy Father would consecrate Russia, with all the bishops of the world, would consecrate Russia to her Immaculate Heart. And it wasn't done, it wasn't done. Why wasn't it done? I do not know. Why did Pope Pius XII not do it? I don't know. Why did earlier popes not do it? I don't know. I have no way to explain it. They knew about the request, and for whatever their reasons were, they didn't do it. So as I understand it, Pope John Paul II also did not do that. He planned to do it, from what I understand, but because of the Ostpolitik that was going on, the Vatican's effort to moderate tensions with the Soviet Union, with the Eastern Bloc, that it was deemed inadvisable, or it would be provocative, and it could inflame a situation if Pope John Paul II had done it. At least that's the story that I've heard, and that he acquiesced to that, and rather than consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, he consecrated the whole world. Now, there's a kind of an ancillary dispute over whether or not that was considered acceptable, and there are those who say that Sister Lucia, that she told an archbishop who came and visited with her, maybe he was a cardinal, I forget, that yes, that was acceptable. But, you know, it's all hearsay, and there's no way to know for sure. So my ultimate answer is, as best I can tell, no, it was never done. So there's nothing that you and I can do. And why popes choose to not do something or do something, I don't know. I can only speculate, but that doesn't really amount to very much. What I know that we can do is pray for peace and do all the things that are within our power that the Blessed Virgin Mary said in Fatima and elsewhere. So pray the rosary, live lives that are focused on Christ, do penance, etc. So if we're doing those things, we're doing what we can do. In the meantime, it seems to me that all the wrangling and fighting and articles and conferences in Rome and debates and YouTube videos and all the, you know, all the commotion that has been engendered by people just endlessly spinning their wheels, arguing about whether or not the consecration of Russia has taken place or did not take place. Why didn't it? It all amounts to nothing. It's all wasted energy because we can't change it at all anyway. So it's one of the mystery of the ages, if you ask me. And in due time, we'll find out what happens. But we do know this too. And I'll leave you with this thought, Diane. Our Lady also said, but in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. So we know how things end up. And naturally, we'd like that to happen with a lot less turmoil along the way. You know, it's like the old saying, you can do this the hard way or the harder way. And maybe we've done this the harder way when we could have only done it the hard way, which would have been better. But it is what it is. So I would encourage you, don't get bogged down in the polemics of this. It doesn't amount to anything, and there's nothing you and I can do to change it. So I hope that's helpful, Diane. And let's remember, in the end, her Immaculate Heart will triumph. God will be triumphant in the end. Now, who knows what we may have to go through to get there, but we'll get there. And that's what I'm banking on.